challenge indeed. As an individual subject, Wyatt Earp has been written about extensively. That would appear to be good news for an author taking a crack at a period in his life that has tended to be previously overlooked. Yes and no. While Wyatt had some notoriety during his lifetime, most of it was connected to the gunfight at the OK Corral and the revenge ride that followed the shootings of his brothers Virgil and Morgan. Wyatt did not become a fully imagined legend of the Wild West until the publication of Wyatt Earp, Frontier Marshal, in 1931, 2 years after his death. It sold briskly, even in the Depression, and Stuart Lake's biography would be the basis of movies and television episodes and, alas, most non-fiction books and articles for decades to come. Like Frontier Marshal, many such projects unashamedly played fast and loose with the facts. Even a classic motion picture like My Darling Clementine has Doc Holliday dying in the OK Corral gun battle, and Virgil Earp is not only portrayed as Wyatt's younger brother, but is killed before the brothers even get to the corral. Frontier Marshal is packed with stories and reads like a darn good yarn. The award-winning Western and mystery writer Lauren D. Esselman considers it a pivotal work in the uniquely American process by which the common straw of history is spun into legendary gold. The problem is that some of the stories are inventions, or at least embellishments. As Esselman immediately informs readers in his foreword to the 1994 edition of Lake's book, the book's contents are less fact than fable. Thankfully, with some Wyatt Earp stories, over the years, diligent and dedicated researchers have found that there are sound, solid sources of information. A handful of those authors, particularly Casey Tiefertiller and Sherry Monahan, have written accurately and wonderfully about Wyatt and the Earp family. Wyatt himself, though, and later his fourth wife, Josephine, also known as Sadie, had other priorities than being reliable raconteurs. At times, his own recollections or those of his contemporaries were the only foundations for what may or may not be tall tales. From the time that Lake's book was published, the expanding and burnishing legend of Wyatt Earp became more important than the real life of the man. And there were those who wanted to do the opposite, to tear Wyatt down, to chip away at the statue of the most famous lawman of the American West, while it was still being sculpted atop those faulty foundations. There were people who didn't like Wyatt or any of the other Earps, or who simply were jealous enough of one Western figure rising above the others, that attacks were launched. As Esselman further explained, if, for example, Lake's undisguised admiration for his subject compels him to paint an impossible picture of Wyatt Earp as saint, Frank Waters's personal grudge against Earp's widow moves him just as surely, in The Earp Brothers of Tombstone, to cast the lawman entrepreneur in the equally untenable role of Antichrist. As is usually the case in research, the truth lies somewhere in the middle. That is the course I have tried to steer when it comes to the lives and experiences of both Wyatt and Bat Masterson. The writer's life would have been easier if more had been previously written about Bat. Aside from scholarly articles published from time to time, there are only three main sources of information. One is a series of profiles of his contemporaries in the Old West, profiles that Bat himself wrote for a magazine and that were published as a collection in 1907 as Famous Gunfighters of the Western Frontier. They are colorful pieces indeed, and should be, considering that Bat had led a colorful and adventurous life. But only some of what the profiles report is true. Bat relied primarily on his memory, and being in his 50s then, it was somewhat suspect, and to some extent, he enjoyed the attention he received that was based more on legends than facts. There are only two reputable full-length biographies of Bat. The first, published in 1957, was written by Richard O'Connor. It is credited with being the basis of the Bat Masterson television series, and it reads more like popular screen fare than serious scholarship.